Well, I think we need to take the opportunity to welcome everybody to this episode of Riding the Storm Out. Here we are. My name's Dan Fisher, and you are?
Paul Blair. We work together trying to destroy Fairview Baptist Church.
And we're doing a really good job of
Nobody's done a faster job of destroying a church than we have.
Out of all the churches I've ever pastored, this one's dying the fastest.
You know, I think what's great is that Glenn Beck is about to release a book.
I agree.
The Great Reset.
I agree.
In fact, recently I know that another doctor, I think his name was Mercola, just came out with a book, The Truth About COVID-19 and The Great Reset.
Yeah.
I am so glad. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to be familiar with The Great Reset and what
That's
this
right.
is.
That's right.
Most of America and most of the world has been ignorant, thinking that what we have seen is an accidental virus. And that Dr. Fauci and the CDC are trying to ride to our
they're trying to help us
and save lives.
Yeah.
That's the exact opposite of the truth.
That's right.
This whole thing was by design.
No, you're right.
And one of the things, Dan, the Great Reset, for those of you that don't know, there is a group that meets in Davos, Switzerland, a group of super billionaires that basically control all of the world's industry and services. So I'm not talking about a guy with $2 or $3 billion. We're talking about the 100 billion top crowd, like the King of England or the Queen of England and her progeny type crowd that gather together. And they
Bill Gates,
Klaus Schwab is the
those guys.
World Economic Forum is what it's called. And by the way, the things that we're talking about, you don't need to go to our website, although we invite you to do that. Go to declarationforliberty.com and you can find out all this information. But you can go to the World Economic Forum website.
All this information is public.
Absolutely. They're not ashamed of it anymore.
No.
At one time, it was called, oh, that's just conspiracy. Now they have a stated goal. In fact, they've got some of their promo videos saying that by 2030, we'll all own nothing.
Yeah.
But don't worry, you'll be
happy. You'll be happy. You won't eat meat, but you'll be happy.
But you'll be happy.
Yeah.
When the state owns everything, ladies and gentlemen, you call that communism. That is what Marxism is.
And people aren't happy.
And people aren't happy. Look at Cuba. They're trying to escape. Look at East Berlin. They were trying to get over the wall.
Yeah. Chiseling holes in it
when
and everything
individuals else. Individuals own property. We call that a free market. We call that freedom. We call that what we have supposedly enjoyed here in the
United States of America. Jesus actually embraced and endorsed in most of his parables and all of his teachings.
The whole idea of private property ownership is a part of a biblical worldview.
Yeah, because we're stewards.
You know, if you can't steal, you can't steal something if nobody owns anything.
That's exactly right.
And the Bible is very clear about a man working and providing for his own family.
And you can't divide up your estate and give it to three stewards and expect them to invest it properly if you have communism.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
No.
So the whole stated goal that they have is that they want to assume central control, central planning, central power.
Are you talking about a one world government?
A one world government. Now, anybody that's ever studied the Bible.
Isn't there a book that talks about that?
Seems I can remember something about that.
Wow.
You know, if anybody's ever read the book of Daniel or the book of Revelation or the scripture, it points to the idea that towards the end times, the latter days, there is going to be a goal of the kings of the earth to come together. Some could even say, in fact, the scripture even says in Psalm 2, conspire together
and there's like
against the
there's
Lord.
Like a beastly guy that's going to be in charge?
And you know what? There it seems to me, if I remember, that there's actually going to be a time where unless you receive a certain mark or a certain
or maybe
identification
shot or maybe or, chip or
biometric facial measure, some sort of human measure. I don't know what it could be. There's some theories about that.
But they're going to have the ability to track everybody.
Everywhere they go, whatever they do. And you can't buy, sell, or do business without
Are you telling me that the Bible was correct?
Yeah, it seems to me so, does it not?
God is smart.
Well, the things that are going on, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a believer, these are exciting days because literally we may be the generation that sees the return of the Lord.
Well, and here's
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Leading up to it. We obviously know what the final 7 years are going to be like. Yeah. That is not a time you want to be on planet Earth.
No.
But it's not going to be just like flipping a switch. It's going to
you've got
worse
to get there.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've got to get there. And I think that's part of the exciting part of the here's the deal. None of us want to see this. None of us want to see the beast and all this kind of stuff. But what is exciting to me is that we're seeing the setup that makes everything that the scripture talks about plausible,
absolutely
possible.
You can see how it can happen.
Well, it can happen tomorrow. I mean, we're really kind of there. Now, I don't know what God's timetable is. Mm-hmm. So for me, you know, we've talked a lot about the COVID thing over the months, and some people may be saying, well, Dan and Paul are just stuck on COVID. Well, no, but there's two reasons why we talk about it. One is we want people to actually be healthy.
Right.
And what they're being told to do to their bodies, we don't think is incredibly healthy. Now, I can't tell someone whether they ought to take the shot or not. I personally believe that there's something not right about this shot.
Right.
I may not be qualified, but, you know, people say, well, you're not a doctor. I'm smart enough to be one. I could have been one.
When they say natural immunity doesn't count, that should disqualify them right off the bat.
So I think there's something up here about this shot. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll know someday. But they're not telling people. Like, for instance, okay, Governor Ron DeSantis set up this last summer all of these monoclonal infusion sites that have been proven to get a person back up on their feet who were really kind of getting really, really sick with COVID in a matter of just a few hours. In fact, we've had people here in our church that were getting really sick with COVID, looked like they were going to tank and have to go to the hospital and end up on a ventilator, and they went and got a monoclonal infusion, and in a matter of hours, their testimonies, it felt like a new person. Okay, so he, at a press conference, I believe it was yesterday, actually said that lately, he can't get these monoclonal infusions for his state. He needs about 40,000 extra a week because the federal government bought them all up and he can't get them.
They're burying them.
Right. Yep. So one, we think that people are being lied to about their health, and that's why we talk about COVID. But then there's something bigger than that, and I think it's way beyond COVID. In fact, I'm hearing that they're actually doing war games for the next big thing because COVID is actually on its way out. Now, we're going to live with it forever, but they're actually war gaming. Well, and plus it didn't accomplish everything they wanted.
Right.
Or at least it appears. So now they're running these war games about what if you had an economic meltdown, which we've all seen could be a potential thing. So that could be the next big thing. And the reason why we think this subject is so important and COVID kind of just becomes the symbol for this bigger Great Reset, these people are serious about literally stripping individuals of their rights.
Right.
That's what's critical.
Yeah.
And suppressing freedom of speech, which is what's going on right now. We have people who are being fired from their jobs because they simply object to being forced to do this. I know of doctors that are actually afraid to tell their patients what they really believe they ought to tell them because they're afraid they'll lose their job.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, the communist system in Red China is there already.
Yeah,
they have
got
a social credit score system. They're talking about that right now, the ESG.
Yep.
And you don't have unalienable God-given rights.
No.
You are granted privileges by the government. Based upon your towing the party line.
Because they believe that power starts with those in power.
Central planning.
That's right. Whereas now compare that to the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. Power or rights come from God directly to the people.
Right.
And then the people delegate certain authorities to the government, which makes the government the employees of the people.
Right. And the whole purpose of the government, according to the Declaration,
is to protect the rights of the people.
Secure those unalienable God-given rights.
That is exactly right. Yep. And so a one-world government necessarily has to get rid of that kind of thinking.
Right.
You can't have people going around like you and me talking about, well, you received your rights from God, not government. Well, see, that's a problem.
Right.
That's why Chris Cuomo told Judge Roy Moore a few years ago on his program that our rights do not come from God, Governor, and you know that they come from government.
Either God is God and we have liberty, or government is God and we have tyranny.
That's exactly, that's an easy way to understand
and
it.
They are pushing us towards tyranny as quickly as they can.
And so that's why this COVID thing, at least for me, is so important because it has literally disrupted our lives, and that's why we need to become disruptors to what these Great Reset guys are trying to
absolutely
do.
Absolutely. Resist at all costs.
Yes.
I mean, folks, if a bully comes and takes your milk money every day, as long as you keep giving it to him, he's going to keep taking it from
you. Scott Farkas.
Hey, that's exactly right.
Yellow eyes.
It may be difficult. There may be some pain involved, but the only way to stop tyranny is to say no and resist tyranny. Thank God for Ron DeSantis. What we need is more states like Florida.
Yeah.
Because we've got to recognize that in 1787, there wasn't the federal government that created 13 states and gave them few powers.
Wait.
No, that's not how it happened. I know that's what you're taught in school these days. But there were 13 individual sovereign states that came together and created a limited...
Well, that changes everything.
Federal, exactly. Limited federal government. And they gave the federal government a few things to do. And whatever they
did they
specifically...
Did they enumerate them?
Enumerated power. Seems like I've heard of that before.
Say.
And the federal government acts outside those limitations, working on behalf of the states, and it's not law. It's actually, they're just making it up, and it shouldn't be followed. So, and the states are supposed to say no.
So could you say then that if the federal government acts outside of its enumerated power, everything they do is null and void and unauthoritative?
It seems like I've heard that. I don't know.
Let's see. A guy named Jefferson in the Kentucky Resolution.
Thomas Jefferson. That was the
Thomas. Tom Jefferson in the Kentucky Resolution of 1798.
But what would he know about the Declaration? Come on.
What am I thinking?
What does he know about government?
Those guys were
Klaus Schwab. He knows it all.
Bill Gates. They should have asked Bill Gates.
Yeah, he could set them straight.
He really could. But see, this is why, Paul, and I know you know this, but this is why these things are so important, because what we're experiencing here is a total redo of normal as we know it.
Right.
And they're talking about a return to normality.
Yeah.
There won't ever be that again. Well, this has been forever shifted.
That's it. The new normal. That's the emphasis. They're not. People have gotten tired. People listen to us. We're all tired. We're sick and tired of the crap that we've put through the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, and most people are starting to awaken. And thank God people's eyes are starting to open up. We're no longer just like lemmings walking off the cliff and following the narrative of Dr. Fauci, who is a fraud and ought to be
tried
for war crimes.
Look at AOC. I mean, interrupted. Look at AOC.
Yeah.
During the Christmas vacation, where she caught in Florida without a mask. Enjoying the state that has been the most resistant to the federal government, and they're the most free and have the lowest COVID rates.
We have got to be free. The truth is out there, and everybody is starting to see it now. Let me just give you a couple of things that I would recommend you all explore. There's been some excellent books written recently. Cindy and I, coming back from Florida recently, we bought a book on tape called The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert Kennedy. Some 700-800 pages, 1,000 footnotes. It's well documented, exposes all the criminal behavior and fraud that's behind this. Another book called The Truth About COVID-19 and the Great Reset by Dr. Joseph Merkula. Go online, find anything by Dr. Peter McCullough, used to be at Baylor University, brilliant man.
Dr. Scott Atlas.
Atlas, brilliant man. And then also go to our website, thedeclarationforliberty.com. We've done a 30-minute video that really walks you through from start to finish very quickly, but you have an understanding of all that's gone on. And understand that the goal is centralized power, a global government, as we were talking about.
Yeah.
Their goal is, if they're successful, they're not there yet, but their goal is to destroy the dollar. That's why they're printing dollars like crazy, inflating dollars to where they are worthless.
They want to build back better.
There's no going to be return to normal. There's going to be a new normal. It's build back better, and it's going to be about a central bank digital currency that's all based upon your vaccine passport. That's going to be your form of ID to do anything, to buy, sell, trade, go anywhere. You'll have privileges rather than unalienable rights. And eventually, according to scripture, in fact, they're even talking about it, this identification system won't just be on your phone. It will be some sort of a personal mark
of some sort.
That's what Revelation says. That's the direction we're heading.
So to show you how we all were thinking right, and now the truth's beginning to come out, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who was the head of the FDA under Trump, was on Face the Nation, and he actually admitted. Now, I'm not saying he's been a part of this cabal, but like so many of those guys, they're kind of in the middle. But he admitted that these cloth face masks do not work. He said this is an airborne virus. Yep. He said now if it was liquid borne, then maybe stopping some of the droplets might be somewhat helpful. But he said this is airborne. These are completely useless. Now, see, we knew that instinctively 2 years ago.
They've always told us that masks don't stop viruses.
No, of course not.
Especially some cloth mask that's made out of an old pair of gym shorts.
Yeah, or an idiot walking around looking like Jesse James that the whole bottom end of it's open. And here's the deal. I knew it because when you see them go into a room with some some disease like Ebola. Mm-hmm. What are they wearing? A hazmat suit.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
They don't go in there looking like Jesse
wearing
James.
Wearing a bandana. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We all knew it.
Yeah.
But they wanted to see just how gullible we are. And unfortunately, about 40% of the people are really gullible.
It's purely a sign of submission.
That's what it is.
I saw the other day, this is bowl season. Right. We enjoyed the Oklahoma State Cowboys with their great win on New Year's Day.
Yeah, how about that?
I loved it. But recently, this week, I saw that there was one of the marching bands. It showed them at band practice, socially distanced, all wearing masks with holes cut out of their masks.
So they can play the instrument.
I promise you, I'm not lying.
Man, that protected them.
Yeah.
Isn't that brilliant?
How does that stop you from a virus? Having something tugging on your ears that doesn't cover your mouth.
Well, the same way that when you used to walk into a restaurant, you had to wear your mask till you were seated. Then you could pull it off.
The virus only travels at 5 feet and above. When you're seated, you're safe.
Now, what about the airplane where even though they're Nazis about it, you can pull it down to eat and drink?
Well, that's what I don't understand.
Well, you just infected everybody.
If you're seated in a restaurant and you're safe, but you're seated in an airplane, you're not safe. I was assuming that there was a connection between your butt cheeks and your immune system. That, you know, when you were seated, obviously your immunity is up higher, so you can sit down and eat. But then you stand up, there's some risk. I love being on an airplane. By the way, I'm never flying again.
I've had enough.
I'm done flying. I used to be a million-mile flyer and all this stuff. I'm done with it. But what was funny is being shoulder to shoulder on these airlines, and then
you're in there like sardines to begin with.
As you pull up to the gate, no kidding, the announcement from the stewardess is, please remember to social distance as you're exiting the plane and waiting for your baggage in the jetway.
Yeah, what about the last 2 hours that this guy's been sitting in my lap here because I can't get away from it?
It's all about the science, Dan.
Yeah, and what about, have you heard on the news that the CEOs of two of the largest airline companies actually admitted to Congress that masks don't help on airplanes because they have the best filtration systems that you could ever have, and they admitted, really, our passengers don't need to be wearing masks. How much did you hear about that in, like, the New York Slimes or the Washington Compost or any of those? Have you heard? No, of course not.
Ladies and gentlemen, Acts 17:11 is one of our favorite verses
here.
Yeah,
that's
here
a good place to
Beth.
End.
That's it. You got the Apostle Paul when he showed up in the Greek city of Berea. The Bereans attentively listened to his message, were polite, asked questions, took notes, and then they got in the scripture to make sure that Paul was correct. So basically, the idea is what Reagan said, trust but verify.
Verify.
We're giving you a whole lot of information in a short period of time. We don't want you to believe us, but trust us. We are telling the truth, but check us out. Research us for yourself, and don't go to fact checkers. These fact checkers...
They've already admitted that they're liars.
They work for Gates and these...
It's been proven that they are not fact checkers. They're lie
find
promoters.
The truth. Free yourself from the tyranny. I do recommend, go to our website, Declaration from Liberty, Declaration 4, that's the number 4, declaration4liberty.com. That's a great place to start. Let's wrap it up for this
week. Yeah, man, it's been fun. I always enjoy these talks.
Always a good time.
Yeah.
Be back next time for our next edition of Ride the Storm
Out. You bet.